yeah, bruh!
Welcome to the TKD update presented to you by Mo and McGee.
Chicken or chicken?
Welcome back to Mo and McGee on TKD. Mo, it's our favorite league, the TKD league. Keepers are set, drafts in a few days. What are your thoughts?
Kevin, I freaking love this league. You know, I will go on a little rant, but, you know, whatever wedding you guys are going to, I want you to, like, at least make a little stink about him or her or whoever's throwing it, that they scheduled on draft weekend, Labor Day weekend. What the fuck are you doing scheduling a fucking wedding on Labor Day weekend? These motherfuckers, what, they want to make Labor Day weekend all about themselves? So you schedule on Saturday weekend? You can't go anywhere. So you're telling me that the people you invite to the wedding can't go anywhere on their fucking Labor Day weekend, Kevin, because you schedule your goddamn wedding on a Saturday of Labor Day weekend?
We found out about the wedding like 2 months before it, too. It is. I'm very excited. Those of you that know Jacob Jensen, it's going to be a hell of a wedding.
Yeah, I'm sure it will be. Anyway, yes, I'm excited to see all the boys. Hopefully everyone that's listening to this can make it to, I think we'll probably be downtown Des Moines watching some games, drinking some beers, talking football. This is my favorite weekend of the year, Kevin. All my favorite guys get together, hang out. Sunday should be a blast as well. So, Kevin, I know we wanted to talk about keepers, so I'm going to run down the list here. Derek Huber is keeping Jalen Waddle in the fourth round. Luke's keeping Travis Kelce in the second. Ryan Wood's keeping Tony Pollard in the seventh. Myself keeping CeeDee Lamb in the second. Garrett's keeping DeAndre Hopkins in the eighth. Woof. Kevin's keeping Christian McCaffrey in the first. Kramer's keeping Alexander Madison in the 13th. Dustin gets Damian Pierce in the 5th. Greg gets Isaiah Pacheco in the 12th. Brad gets Amon-Ra St. Brown in the 5th. Carter gets Garrett Wilson in the 9th. And Swift is keeping Justin Jefferson in the first round. Kevin, I know we have not talked about this. I know we have not. This isn't putting you right on the spot. Give me your favorite keeper.
Oh, I don't want to pick it, but the Garrett Wilson in the 9th with a close runner-up, and I think a sneaky runner-up, Travis Kelce in the 2nd. I just think Carter is going to be in great position, getting basically a free pick to snatch up a guy that could be a lock for wide receiver 1 and has the potential to be top 5 wide receiver.
Yeah, that's insane. My favorite,
What's your favorite? That's what I asked.
Oh, well, fucking speak up next time, Kevin. Jesus, you have a microphone in front of your face and can barely hear you.
I did the old lean back and speak.
My favorite, I mean, I think Woods can build kind of a dominant team from the 3 spot with Tony Pollard in the 7th. I think Tony Pollard is going to be top 5. Running back this year. It's insane that he gets him in the 7th. He also has the 3rd overall pick. So he's going to have his probably selection of, I would imagine, he'll probably get one of the top 2 receivers, I would guess. And we're going to do our first round mock draft a little later. So I'll tell you exactly what receiver he's going to get. But he's going to be able to build his team with probably 2 really good receivers in the 1st, 2nd round. And he's going to have, you know, an RB1 sitting there. That's a great way to build a team.
Yeah, absolutely. And we've seen this league in the past been a little bit of a running back league where it's running back, running back, running back, really having the first 2 rounds. So I think it will be interesting to see if Ryan goes double wide receiver out of the gate or if he's kind of forced into getting one, another running back there early just because they're flying off and he just wants to lock down that positional advantage that he already has a good jump on with Tony Pollard.
All right, Kevin, let's flip the side. Let's call some guys out. Who has the worst keeper pick in your mind?
Oh boy. That's not fair.
Do it, Kevin. Roast him.
That's me. I think it's me. I didn't know what to do. I didn't have any great picks. It was going to be McCaffrey at one, ETN in third, or Buffalo's defense in the 13th. When I got the sixth spot, that was probably the absolute worst spot because I had to think about it for a long time and still end up just going with Christian McCaffrey. Didn't want to do it, but I was forced into it. Be pretty stupid not to do it. I just didn't want to. What's your thought? And you can't pick me now because I picked me.
Yeah, I was really surprised, Kevin. I thought yours was... So this will be your third straight year having Christian McCaffrey.
Yep.
Which is getting, it's getting a little weird at this point, for one. It's a little weird that you keep with this guy. I thought it was odd because there's going to be a really good player at six, no matter what. I just didn't see that you got a huge value of Christian McCaffrey over, you know, Diggs, I guess, or Tyreek Hill. But
what really hurt was ADP at the time would have put Travis Etienne at 306, which is where I was picking in the third. So I thought small advantage in the first versus no advantage in the third.
Yeah, I agree with you.
It was just disgusting.
I think you made the right decision of two really bad decisions. Doesn't make it a non-bad decision.
It's not fun. Right.
Kevin, this guy knows I'm coming for him.
Oh, I know it is.
Because he finished last year. I mean, he was bad, right? I really don't see, you know, I was talking up DeAndre Hopkins a little bit in the first episode of Mo and McGee on Fantasy, so go back and listen to that if you haven't. But DeAndre Hopkins in the eighth, I just feel gross about that. Like you said, there's a lot of bust potential. I mean, I think a lot of the same people probably picked Julio Jones when he went to the Titans. You mentioned that. Now I think right now the ADP that I'm seeing is he's coming off like wide receiver 20th. So by ADP value, he is getting some good stuff there, maybe like two or three rounds. I'm just not a huge fan of the player. The other one that I'd throw out there is I have no idea about the Chiefs. But what I've been reading about them a lot is the running backs, you know, Pacheco will be out there a lot, but so is Jet McKinnon. CH is going to have some type of a role. He made the roster. 12th, you can't argue with getting a starting running back in the 12th round. So I'm not going I'm not going to go off that point, but was there a better pick in his keeper options? I don't know. I don't know about Isaiah Pacheco, so that's what I'm doing here, Kevin. I'm just saying, fair. I don't know about Isaiah Pacheco.
you're literally throwing your, I can see it on cam, throwing your hands up, saying, I don't know.
I don't know what to do with Isaiah Pacheco. He honestly, if he hadn't been kept, he would have been one of my more interesting, like, selections, because he's going around guys that I, like, really like James Cook, Jamal Williams, I really like all season long. I think he'll be a top 10 running back the first 3 weeks of the season, and I think he's going to still stay in the top 20-ish. Antonio Gibson should have a J.D. McKissick role on a better Washington offense. Smaji Perine's going to have a nice role. I don't know what to do, Kevin. I don't know what to do.
Yeah, the unfortunate thing with these keepers is I think we did miss out on a couple really good social experiments. Could have really seen how high we wanted to bid up for Alexander Mattison. Could have really seen how bad Luke and Greg fought over Pacheco. Could have been.
Hey, don't forget now, Huber is a new Chief fan in the mix. So
you might have.
And you know Dan always likes to pick Vikings and Chiefs players just to piss off the Vikings and Chiefs fans.
How can you not?
You all could throw him in there too.
Absolutely.
All right, Kevin, let's just get to the mock draft, huh?
All right, so Up first, we have Huber. You mentioned he's keeping Waddle in the fourth. Where are you thinking Huber goes at the 101? Saw a little bit of chatter about Patrick Mahomes.
A little chatter. I don't think he's going to go there. And another kind of interesting experiment that's going to go on with the first few picks is the clear number one and number two players, according to ADP, Justin Jefferson, Christian McCaffrey, are gone. They are not available for Huber to pick. So now he's picking between what I think is a second tier of Chase, Eckler, Kupp, Hill. I would throw Bijan Robinson and Barkley into that mix. And Kevin, I think we're going to go every other pick here. And so you get to draft for me. I would get to, you would also get to draft for yourself. So I don't know how that works, but
whatever. We'll figure it out.
I'll pick odds.
Well, I don't have a pick in the first round, so that's easy.
Oh, there you go. All right. Kevin, I'm going to shock you. I think the number one overall pick is going to be a running back, and I think it's going to be Bijan Robinson. I really do. I think Huber is looking to make a splash in his first TKD draft. I think Bijan Robinson is he has Waddle sitting there, so he's going to be a little desperate for a running back. Now, I went back and forth between Eckler and Bijan Robinson, but I think the keeper aspect makes him pick Bijan.
I think that makes sense. The upside for next year, you could have the opportunity to get Bijan really late in the first. Look at what Swift was able to do with Jefferson. Eckler just has the weird contract situation, and I don't know. Things have kind of soured with his relationship with the team. I think Bijan somehow is safer than Eckler, but you've seen Bijan vary in ADP. So it's a tough call. I could see it happening for sure. 101.
All right, Kevin. Definitely. Well, Huber picked Bijan. Where are you going with Luke's pick, number two overall?
Yeah, so Luke is going to have Kelsey in the second. I really like the wide receivers at 2-3, or the 2-3 turn. He's going to miss out on one of those picks, so I think he's going to go with one here. And I mentioned that I have Chase, Hill, and Cooper Kupp all there in a run, same tier. I think Chase is still at the top of that tier. I think he'll go, according to ADP here, with Jamar Chase.
Interesting. All right, I'm going to go number three, Ryan Woods. He, like we just mentioned, he has Tony Pollard sitting back there. Now, he has a kind of a tougher pick. If Chase had fallen, let's say Luke goes Eckler, he would have picked Jamar Chase. He has to pick between Tyreek Hill, Cooper Kupp. I think he goes Tyreek Hill, Cooper Kupp coming off the injury. The Rams, Matthew Stafford coming off an injury. So I think he goes Tyreek Hill. He had, now, I believe he had Tyreek Hill on his roster last year, if I'm remembering correctly. Am I remembering that correctly, Kevin?
Let's look that up. Yes, because I thought that there's a possibility that he could have kept him.
Yeah, so I'm going to go with the he's not showing up that he had him on my board here.
Oh, maybe I'm mistaken.
Whoops. This is live podcasting, folks. Yeah, it was Carter who had Tyreek Hill.
Carter had the choice between Garrett Wilson or Tyreek in the second. Sure.
Yeah.
Whoops. Just forget.
I'm gonna stick with Tyreek Hill, number three overall. Tyreek Hill, number three overall, just a little safer than Cooper Kupp. Cooper Kupp coming off an injury. His Matthew Stafford coming off an injury. I think he goes with Tyreek Hill, number three. So far, Bijan, number one. Jamar Chase, number two. Tyreek Hill, number three. Where do you think I'm going to go, Kevin?
So I'm obviously a little bit of a data nerd. I've been looking at a lot of draft habits, and you have the tendency to draft wide receiver pretty early. However, it usually starts off a hero RB strategy. It goes RB, wide receiver, wide receiver, wide receiver, you know, four of your first six picks are almost a lock to be wide receivers. I think you're going to go hero RB. Austin Eckler seems to be in a tier on his own, in my opinion. You've talked a little bit about that Cooper Kupp injury. to me, it's just Eckler, Kupp, and Diggs in this territory, with you taking Eckler from that group.
I like that start, Kevin, because I have my wide receiver one, CeeDee Lamb, in the second. I think if Eckler does tumble down to me, he's not getting passed. Now that leaves a tumble of, as my lights just completely flicker out on me. That leaves Cooper Kupp tumbling down the board to number five. He stops there. Garrett takes Cooper Kupp, and Cooper Kupp ends his slide with Garrett. And Garrett starts Cooper Kupp at number five.
So Garrett has the Hopkins Kupp combo. I forfeit my first round pick because I picked Christian McCaffrey. Pick seven would be Mr. Kramer, Alex Kramer, with Alexander Mattison in the 13th round. Who do you have him picking in the first, though?
Well, Kevin, he gets his choice here of Barkley, Diggs, and Chubb. That's the three that I'm kind of zeroing in on. That's hard for me, Kevin. I think he probably, once again, this is a keeper, a keeper buy-in, kind of the keeper ties into the first round pick. I think he goes wide receiver. I know he doesn't like this guy's personality. He's kind of soured on our favorite team, the Scolgers. I think he goes Diggs, though. I think he goes Diggs. I think he drafts Diggs to complement his Madison, has a pure wide receiver one, a pretty good RB1, good way to start his draft, and he'll might see what kind of running back falls to him on the second round.
Yep. Pick eight, we have Dusty picking, keeping Damian Pierce in the fifth. You mentioned those two running backs still on the board. I remember back the year that led to Dusty running the beer mile. He held on to Nick Chubb for dear life throughout that entire season through the deadline. Nick Chubb kept scoring points, that the issue was nobody else did. So I think that's experience has soured him a little bit, and he will lean into Saquon Barkley trying to lock down that running back position. Pierce and Barkley.
All right, so Barkley's mini tumble stops at Dustin. Let's roll right on to Greg, and I think it's pretty simple. I think Nick Chubb stands out like a sore thumb right now. You'd really throw Nick Chubb, Devontae Adams, A.J. Brown. My main question here, Kevin, does Greg pick Patrick Mahomes ninth overall, or does he take Nick Chubb? I'm going to say Nick Chubb, but what percentage chance do you think that there is that he takes Patrick Mahomes ninth overall?
Oh, that's a good question. Running the numbers here, I'm going to say 15. 15% Ooh, chance that he picks big. Number 15.
There you go. All right, so we got these guys off the board so far, Kevin. With Brad up, he cannot select Justin Jefferson, Christian McCaffrey, Jamar Chase, Austin Eckler, Travis Kelce, Cooper Kupp's gone, Tyreek Hill's gone, Barkley, Bijan, Stephon Diggs, Nick Chubb. So he has his choice of Devontae Adams, A.J. Brown, Derrick Henry, Josh Jacobs. Where do you think Brad goes?
Hold on, let me pull up the footballer's rankings, because I know it's going to be right off the top, Brad.
Yeah. What's the most recent podcast of fantasy footballers saying to draft?
It looks like A.J. Brown is ranked 10th, and Brad's picking at 10. So there you go, Brad. You can have A.J. Brown to pair with Amon-Ra St. Brown. Might as well just call him the Browns.
The Browns, yeah.
Like maybe. Oh, man. Brad, you might as well just pick players with last name Browns. Then you can think of the team names.
All right. The last pick that we're going to make for the mock draft here, Kevin, is Carter at number 11. Carter's in a very interesting scenario if the board has fallen like it has, because he already has his wide receiver one in Garrett Wilson. His running back options are Derrick Henry, Josh Jacobs, I mean, I suppose if you wanted to scrounge down, you could. This is very early for Najee Harris, but
Mondre, maybe.
I think what happens is he sees that cliff. He recognizes he has a wide receiver one. He sees the cliff coming, knows he can probably sneak a wide receiver in the second round. So he goes Derrick Henry. Derrick Henry over Josh Jacobs, I think. He'll take Derrick Henry 11. He'll be able to swing back around, get a good wide receiver to pair with Garrett Wilson, and start to draft pretty well. He'll probably go, you know, his roster after three rounds will look something like Derrick Henry, potentially Davante Adams and Garrett Wilson. Yeah, not too shabby.
That's a pretty good start. So there you have it, folks. Off the top, Bijan Robinson. You might as well just put the stickers on the board now. Just save us some time. Bijan Robinson 1, Ja'Marr Chase 2, Tyreek Hill 3, Austin Eckler 4, the 5 spot. Who did you take? You
had Cooper Kupp.
Cooper Kupp. Oh, the Cooper Kupp slide. 7, we had Nick. God damn it. Stephon Diggs, Nick Chubb.
Nope.
Nope, Saquon Barkley, Nick Chubb. I didn't write them down. I'm fucking going off the list. This is rough. They better come on the board. A.J. Brown, and finally capping it off with Derrick Henry.
There you go, folks. You know, it sounds like the schedule, folks are arriving in. Everyone's going to be a little hungover. Getting into Des Moines, we're going to golf Jester National at noon. Right now, the forecast has it at 96 degrees Fahrenheit around that time. It's going to be a little toasty. We're going to play a beautiful round of golf at Jester National. Everyone's going to be drinking, sweaty. And then we're going to draft, Kevin. And I think what we did is we gave everyone at least an extra like 30 minutes to prepare. We locked them into good first round selections. So they just need to start thinking about the second round.
Yeah. It's an easy game after that. We did the hard work.
Yep. We did the hard work. We did the tough selections. Now it's just whoever falls to you in the second, third, fourth, fifth rounds, you take them. We made the hard selections here. We made those for you guys. So you should be good. Kevin, any predictions for the draft day festivities?
Ooh. This is usually Dan's territory. He comes out with those lines. I will say that Garrett is probably going to be just absolutely obliterated, drinking out in a dress in the sun, and then walking into the draft. I'm sorry, Garrett, but it's going to be tough to not repeat this year.
Yeah, I think Brad's going to be super drunk as well. And it's going to be one of those drafts for Brad where he says he knows what he's doing. However, there is a slight chance, Kevin, that Brad has been taking this draft more seriously. I've heard from a source, and that source is Brad himself. He really wants to do well this year. He's tired of sucking so hard. And, you know, I don't know what to tell him because I don't know how that feels to suck that bad.
Oh, shit.
But hopefully, you know, maybe last year he realized that listening to Fantasy Football Ballers podcast every day doesn't really help your draft. You have to do a little bit more than just listen to two idiots talk on a podcast. But
hey, there's three.
I don't know. I don't listen. All right.
No, well, I want that for Brad, too. I know Brad has been putting in the work this offseason and talked to him a little bit about a month ago. I think he's ready to go, and I want him to do well. I want him to finish second. Number two, right behind me.
I'll put him in the money. All right, folks. Well, that's Mo and McGee on TKD. We'll most likely be back in 2 weeks after all the games for TKD League. We might be back, Mo and McGee on Fantasy, for a week one preview. But yeah, we're excited. Another year, Kevin. Let's do it.
Let's do it. Looking forward to it. See you guys at the draft.
Absolutely. So, yep.